Go ahead.
Okay, so no introductions. Okay, this is distributing Rust in RPMs for fun, relatively speaking, and profit. I'm Fabio. My nickname basically everywhere is Decathorpe, so if you want to find me online, that's what you need to search for. Short introduction for myself. I've been a Fedora packager since 2016, submitted my first Rust package to Fedora in 2020, and became the primary maintainer of the tools we use for Rust packaging in like about 2022. Been a packaging committee member since 2018, and engineering steering committee member since 2019. I think I'm going to look at my screen because that one isn't flickering. Okay, so what's this talk about? Basically, kind of answering the question that's been floating around in this space for a while now is basically, are traditional package managers becoming obsolete? And I think I'm going to give a short answer to that at the end of the talk. So for a quick background, for people who don't know Rust, which shouldn't be that many by now, it's a compiled language based on LLVM. Typically, everything is statically linked because there's no stable ABI, which may be coming in the future, but not yet. And there's heavy usage of features like compile time code generation, meta programming with macros or build scripts, and stuff like conditional compilation. You also have an official package manager and build system and official package registry, which is cargo and crates.io. Which means one of the benefits of using Rust is that package management and dependency management is really easy, but it also makes it really easy to add lots of dependencies to your projects. And on the Fedora side, we have basically a hard requirement to build everything from source. We have a hard requirement for compliance with license terms, of course. There is a strong preference not to bundle or vendor dependencies. We have a preference for running test suites, if that's possible. And of course, there are like incentives to provide good system integration, which, for example, for command line applications, that's like providing shell completions and manual pages and stuff like that. The approach we use for libraries is that we create packages for Rust crates that only contain the crate sources and no compiled artifacts. Again, because no stable ABI. And even if it had a stable ABI, shipping the compiled artifacts wouldn't really be feasible because you have a lot of combinations for all the feature flags you can enable for those crates. And you basically get a combinatorial explosion. For like a package that has 10 feature flags, you'd need to ship 2 to the 10, which is 1,024 different compiled artifacts, which just blows up and not really possible. And basically the philosophy we have for packaging Rust applications is to make installing it from the package manager provide something that's as close to installing it from the cargo registry, basically as close to possible to that, or if it can, provide something better. So what are the things that we can do better than that? Let's take a... Oh my, that's really distracting. I hope it's not the cable. Okay, how does application installation work when you use cargo? Cargo only supports installing applications by compiling them from source. So it requires users to have a local Rust toolchain installed, which is like cargo, Rust C, and LLVM, which is quite a lot of stuff. If your application has any external dependencies from like C libraries, you also need to install those. And at the end of that chain, cargo install also only supports installing executables into your own user's path. So it only installs executables, it only installs them for the local user, it cannot handle any other files except those executables. So basically, in the Rust ecosystem, some kind of workarounds for those limitations have been developed over time. Some of them are usually considered bad practice, like limitations of cargo build that incentivize bundling C libraries or statically linking those C libraries, and some crates even ship pre-built object files, which is like, don't, please don't. Because doing that means you don't have your users install those libraries at the system-wide level. Like, if you can bundle like a static, you can bundle SQLite sources, then you don't need this SQLite development headers available on the host system. And like, because cargo install only installs executables, that kind of made projects adopt the self-contained executable approach. Basically bundling all the data files and stuff they need into the executable itself, because there's not really a good support for loading them from disk, because you can't install them to disk with the default installation mechanism. On the other hand, installing applications with RPM looks quite different. Everything is integrated with the system package manager. The packages are, when you get them from a system like Fedora, they're built in a trusted environment, they're cryptographically signed,